was there to cast his eye over the horses. How are you, Rob?
Very well, John. Yeah, it was a little bit breezy out at Caulfield, but some very good horses going around the track as they prepare for spring, and a few runners going around for Flemington on Saturday. So overall, pretty good.
Don't tell me Kieran Ma was there.
He was. Hop along, as they were calling him this morning.
Oh, that's 10 out of 10, Kieran. Well done. You break your leg on, what was it, Friday with the kind efforts of Jamaica, and 3 days later you're still at the track.
Yes, he's a modern marvel, Mr. Ma. So the bionic man, they're calling him, with plates and screws and everything else. But, no, look, it's great to see him there, considering
indeed
how serious the injury was. Mm. But both he and the horse are going very well, John.
All right, what did you see?
He's got a very impressive last start winner called Vizeo, entered in the Brierley Handicap over the 1800 on Saturday, John. And it's a colt that won by about 3¾ lengths at Mildura last start. So he's going quite nicely. He had a gallop on the steeplegrass this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.36, and improved his last 400 to come home in 24.07. And I'd expect that he'd be very competitive, keeps going out in distance, and I believe Kieran may have been on with Michael Falgate this morning touting the possibility of a Derby contender, so you never know. Mm. He's certainly an impressive-looking horse, and I think he's probably the pick of Kieran's runners. He's also got Mantali looking to run on Saturday in the three-year-old Phillies handicap. Most of the horses nominated this week are in the three-year-old Phillies handicap, John. So it's going to be a very impressive race if they all manage to get a run. It just had a fairly quiet morning after running second at Pakenham last Thursday, and should be competitive once again after winning two starts ago and finishing second, as I said, on Thursday. So pretty happy with both horses, but seems to be fairly keen on the nice horse that he has in Vizeo.
Okay, well, Mick Price has got Shelwa, Tagrida, John Salinitri's Seductive Miss, Matt Lindsay, Magnesium Rose, all in that three-year-old Phillies race, which has got 19 nommed. How did they all look?
Yeah, well, Shelwa was in pretty good form, John, and was unlucky not to win behind Seductive Miss at Sandown last start. Just got pipped at the post, and had a maintenance gallop this morning over 1,000 metres, and ran a time of a minute 10 and cruised home the last 400 in 26. Looks in good order, and I'd expect Shelwa to run well. Tagrida strips much fitter for this weekend coming up. Ran in the listed Creswick Series final behind Nature Strip last start, and that's a fair task at the best of times, but when you're coming back off a spell, it's an even harder one. And she worked in pretty good order this morning, went over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.81, and the last 400 in a comfortable 25.28, which was good. And I'd expect that she'd probably be the pick of the two for Mick Price. Seductive Miss was good, having a gallop over 1,000 metres on the steeple. Just ran a minute 6 and came home the last 400 in 24.43. Going well, was good winning last start, as I said, beating home Shelwa. So they're both going to be competitive. Andrew Noblet's got Super Hussy going around, and she worked over 1,000 metres, probably the quickest of the four or five to go around in a minute 5 flat, running home the last 400 in probably a tick over 24.10. So going well, and Matty Lindsay's obviously still very buoyant about Magnesium Rose. He's nominated her to run again in the three-year-old Phillies handicap, and she just had a quiet morning. She's pulled up very well, and he's certainly considering running her again on Saturday. And if she does run, I think she's probably the pick of all of them to win again. And I wouldn't put it past her to make a back-to-back victories on the weekend.
All right. So Clinton McDonald has good therapy, going to SA, I believe.
Yes, having a run over there at Morpheville Parks in a race, the Zoe Azarena handicap over the 1,400 metres. The gelding, been running okay. He's run into some red-hot horses in Barcelona last start, and prior to that was beaten quite a long way, but that has been going well prior to that, where he was up in the placings, good third at Adelaide. So he's heading back there, and he worked very sharply over 1,000 metres in a minute 4.30 this morning, and got home his last 400 in 23.86, which was probably the most impressive work of the morning. And it's a shame he's heading across to Adelaide. Might be the best place to have a bet on the weekend, John. Good therapy.
Okay.
But they look to be the pick of the runners to work this morning. There's obviously plenty of news regarding the spring contenders. Kieran Maher said to me this morning that Jamaica will jump out at Caulfield and have an official trial at Cranbourne around the 5th of August before deciding whether she'll take any part in the spring carnival this year. And he's also looking forward to VRC Sires winner Not a Single Cent returning to the stable next week, who's been up in New South Wales having a bit of pre-training in the warmer weather, and looking forward to him getting back. Mick Price had a number of strong gallopers and spring contenders go around this morning. He's got three horses looking to go to the Group 1 Golden Race Stakes in September up in Sydney, and those include Seabrook, Group 1 winner, Dubai Tycoon, and High Ratio, who last had a run in the Blue Diamond, finishing 7th. Seabrook is back on track, and she had a gallop over 800 metres in evens this morning, and cruised home her last 400 in 25.1. Looks really good and has improved greatly from the break. She looks nice and fresh and should run very well when she gets back to the track. Dubai Tycoon's probably getting closer to a run. He galloped over 852 flat this morning and got home his last 400 metres in a nice time of 24.15, while High Ratio was very impressive also, running 52.35 over 800. And got home his last 400 in a fairly sharp 23.78. So of those three, I would suggest that the High Ratio is probably closest to being back on track.
That's good to hear. All right, Rob. One more. Grunt, how's he going?
Grunt, he's going exceptionally well. It's a big worry when you consider he's probably a month to 6 weeks from running, and he worked over 1,000 metres this morning, just bowler out more than anything else, and ran a time of 1 minute 6.28. And got home his last 400, probably in cruise control, at 25.91. He's a beast of an animal, and I think he's going to be one that you really have to follow throughout this spring where he goes. The suggestion is that
Memsey?
He's played as he's...
Will the Memsey be his first race?
I'm tipping it'll either be the Memsey...
Or the Dardo.
Or the Dardo. They look to be the two that... he is most likely going to go around in, but you never know. Mick's very keen to get him over 1,600 as quick as he can, I think,
okay.
Because he's just that sort of horse. But when you've got a Group 1 over 1,400, his class might just seem be capable of doing very similar in terms of Tarzino, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Being able to compete at that level. So, Grant, certainly one to follow. Another one is Mighty Boss, who's bouncing out of his brands at the moment. He worked really strongly this morning, and I think he's probably fairly close to starting. He worked in company with the horse that's won its past two starts in Fighting Harada, and maybe a horse to watch throughout the spring as well. They worked over 1,000 metres together this morning in a very quick time of 1 minute 4 flat for the 1,000. And came home in 23.54, and was very good work by the pair of them. Wherever you Fighting Harada goes next time, I'd expect him to be going to the winner's circle again.
Good work, Rob. We'll read all your track report up on our website. Well played.
Thanks, John.